When Congress passed the Clean Water Act more than 25 years ago, the Environmental Protection Agency first went after what it called point source pollution, such as a factory pipeline dumping into a river. Now the EPA is tackling non-point source pollution. That's pollution that's causing a problem, but there's no one particular source, no pipe or single drainage ditch. Agriculture is the biggest non-point source polluter. Pesticides, soil erosion, and fertilizer all wash off the fields and feedlots, contaminating water. The EPA and the Department of Agriculture are working on a strategy to deal with part of that problem, animal manure from large feedlots. That strategy would have farmers come up with plans to dispose of their livestock waste. The government wants new animal feedlots to plan ahead for waste and old ones to clean up their operations. As larger and larger livestock operations are being built, livestock waste management has become a bigger issue. Phil Borgic raises hogs in central Illinois. He takes 24,000 hogs to market each year. That's a lot of pork. And raising the pigs means a lot of pig manure. Borgic says he puts it all to good use.
Well, we don't dispose of our waste. We utilize our waste. We're grain farmers also, besides being pork producers. And the manure that the animals produce is a viable resource for us. And if we properly apply it on the soil, we save anywhere from $20 to $50 an acre on fertilizer costs, which reduces our costs on the grain side.
Farmers have been spreading manure on fields for a long time, but with the huge farms today, that manure has to be stored somewhere until it's time to spray it on the fields. It's kept in lagoons, raised ponds of liquefied manure. Some of them cover acres. The problems come when one of the lagoon dikes gives way, dumping tons of liquefied manure into streams, killing fish. Even after the manure is spread on the field, there can be problems. A heavy rain can wash manure into creeks and rivers, causing higher levels of nutrients in the water. That means more algae bloom, and that cuts down oxygen. The federal strategy calls for larger operators, such as Phil Borgic, to put together a manure management plan and will mean periodic inspections to make sure he's complying with the plan.
You know, this is all new for agriculture. We've been primarily a non-regulated industry, and we realize more regulation is going to come down. But, we're concerned about the cost.
Borgic says most farmers are good stewards of the land, and they're cautious about pollution. But he knows there are a few bad actors. He and other careful livestock farmers are concerned they're going to pay the price in paperwork for those bad actors, and those guys will still pollute.
We don't have anything to hide, but we don't get paid for paperwork. There does need to be regulations, don't get me wrong. But I don't think you can regulate your way out of bad actors. You can help minimize that, but volumes and volumes of regulation still doesn't stop that.
Some farm industry organizations are concerned the EPA manure strategy requirements could put some farmers out of business. Mark Gebhards is the executive director for the Illinois Pork Producers Association.
I think the tendency is there, if we're not careful, to get carried away with over-regulating the industry, causing it to be an economic issue, and having a lot of people say, I can't meet that regulation with the size that I am, therefore I have to get out of the business. That's a concern, definitely.
Gebhards and his colleagues representing cattle and chicken producers will be pressuring the EPA to keep the proposed livestock waste strategy requirements to a minimum.
Conceptually, we can probably all agree that, yeah, we want to make sure that we're not polluting, we have clean water. But the detail on how we arrive there is going to be extremely important, not to over-regulate and cause an economic problem that a producer just cannot comply with it.
The government agrees there are some thorny details to work out. Glenda Humiston is Deputy Undersecretary of Agriculture. She says farmers will have to pay some of the cost, but not all of it.
Well, it's going to have to be done in a partnership mode. It's going to have to be the federal government, the state government, and local governments working together both from the public sector and in partnership with the private sector.
Farmers say not knowing who's going to pay the cost or how much they'll have to pay to implement livestock waste strategies is disturbing. The Department of Agriculture acknowledges there's some confusion about the strategy, but Glenda Humiston says the state regulators and farmers should be able to work it out without too much trouble.
The meeting the Michigan folks had on this issue was pretty exciting. They actually met together to get the briefing on the strategy, and have already put together a plan. In fact, for a two-hour meeting these guys had, it's amazing. And Farm Bureau is actually taking the lead in that state. Now, for some states, frankly, they've already got state laws on the books that go far further than the strategy is.
Over the next couple of months, farmers and government agencies at the state and federal level will sit down and hammer out the details state by state across the nation. Eventually, they'll come to an agreement, but no one is looking forward to bearing the cost of keeping livestock waste out of the nation's waterways. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.